Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel, talking wheat pasture prospects and more after this.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only, do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
Wheat pasture prospects not looking too great right now, but livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says there's still some possibilities if we can get some timely rains.
There's not much wheat pasture yet. There's a few spots that are in better shape than others. There's some areas that are still very dry. I think the key here is that most areas have very little deep moisture to work with, so we're very reliant on continued arrival of timely rains. If we get it, I think we have potential for significant wheat pasture, but I think it is somewhat risky this year. And it's going to be more spread out because of the variability in moisture around the state. It's going to come on at a little bit different rates. So we're not going to see the single crush of demand, if you will, at one point in time. I think the demand will develop slowly over the next couple of months and perhaps even longer, depending on how the moisture situation is over that same time period.
Shifting gears, we might, Darrell, let's talk for just a moment about carcass weights. They've been really heavy here in 2012.
Carcass weights, have been heavy all year, been running generally 17 to 20 pounds above a year ago. I think much of that, frankly, is related to the beta agonist technology that's being adopted in feedlots. Kind of a one-time increase that we're seeing as really the majority of the cattle feeding now is adopting that technology. So we won't see that in the future. It's kind of a one-time kick. And our expectations for next year are to see almost no change in carcass weights on a year-over-year basis. We're looking at 4.5% decrease in slaughter next year and over 4% decrease in total beef production to match it. And so the supply pressure at that level will be very much more pronounced in 2013 and 2014.
You mentioned the technology that feedlots are turning to that they're using on our finishing cattle. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, the latest sort of technology among several technologies we've used for many years, but the latest one is called beta agonist. Generally, it's a feed additive that's used at the very end of the feeding period, only in about the last 3 weeks of feeding. That's what it's intended to be. That's what it's labeled for use as. But in that very short period of time at the end of the feeding period, it adds 30 to close to 50 pounds in some cases of live weight to those animals at the end. And so you get a significant increase in carcass and as a result of that. And so, it contributes to the cost efficiencies in the industry.
Darrell Peel on some new technology helping us produce more beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Fall Bull Sale at the Ranch Crawford, Oklahoma. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 27th, selling 118 bulls and 400 units of semen. There'll be several Angus, Sim-Angus, Charley, and Composite bulls. For more information, call 580-309-0711, or for an online catalog, go to ChristyCollins.com. There's also a video catalog at the website. Don't miss Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 27th, at the Ranch Crawford, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.